This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's happening is the question. The answer you'll find here every day at this time. A lot of people listen to this program in the morning, early in the morning, what they call morning drive, sometimes late in the morning, sometimes the evening, on a new station carrying the program in Indiana that is on, I think, in the an evening. It becomes, well, the conversation is the same, and hopefully it's all relevant. This is a fine place for you to go to find some alternative thinking, shall we say, and that comes from me on occasion.
You are an alternative thinker.
Am I really? Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is here as well. Jennifer's off today. Jennifer Horn is here normally as well. Okay. So President Biden has been very visible over this past weekend, Memorial Day, and one of the things he's talking about is his coming meeting with President Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin. He'll be meeting with him. So what's on the agenda, Victoria?
Well, Biden has not minced words in the past when it comes to Putin. And in March, he said he believes that Putin is a killer. He pledged to take a hardline approach against Putin and the Kremlin. And so during a speech in Delaware marking Memorial Day, he said that when he meets with Putin on June 16th, he will make it clear that we will not stand by and let him abuse human rights. And so he said human rights is going to be a major focus of their meeting together. Just on Friday, the White House announced new sanctions against Belarus as punishment for forcing down a Ryanair flight to arrest an opposition journalist who had actually just hours before had met with Putin. And then, surprise, surprise, he gets on a flight, and the flight is brought down for an emergency landing, and the guy is arrested. So that kind of stuff is what Biden is going to bring up during the conversation. He also said that there will be more consequences if Alexei Navalny, who is, of course, that, you know, very internationally known Putin opposition force, if you want to call him that. He's become certainly, a lightning rod for how a lot of people in Russia feel about Putin. And so Biden said that there will be consequences if Navalny dies in custody, because we know that he's had serious health issues. He's afraid he's going to be poisoned, so he hasn't been eating. And it's been just this whole, you know, and they basically have him in jail on fake charges. It's not even real. So, and the rest of the world knows it. Russia knows it, you know, so.
But it's the same in China as well. The two things.
Well, in China, though, it's actually worse. Because we don't know who they have in custody.
Yeah.
At least in Russia, there's some internet exposure, and so we know about Alexei Navalny. We know that, you know, that he opposes Putin. He's run against him, and we know he was poisoned. So, like, we do know a whole lot more. And who knows? I don't even want to think about what's going on in China, because, you know,
they want to control the world, and the world is letting them move in that direction. So how is it, you know, all of these things almost sound like people don't care. That's what I get out of it. A lot of people just don't care. It doesn't say you don't care and I don't care, but a lot of people don't. Otherwise, these people wouldn't be in power. They wouldn't be able to get away with what they're getting away with. It just is it's amazing
what a
lack of education.
Care. Yeah, but well, I think, like, if you, I mean, how many, they have these, you know, when you have an election, and I put that in, like, big air quotes, because,
right,
you know, Putin wins every time. Yeah, it's amazing. Putin wins every time by a huge landslide. And
yep.
then he's created, a couple years ago, that's when he created that he can be president for the rest of his life. Or
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, if you're a Russian citizen and you don't want to die, then what can you do? You don't really have many courses of action.
Move out of the country. You can get out and then don't go back again. It's not easy, but you can do it.
Yeah.
All right, so that's one of the things that I would hope these people, as they make their plans to talk to all these world leaders, are taking into effect or taking into account the fact that Mercury has gone into retrograde. Earlier, I think for some reason we got the dates wrong. when we first
did.
Yeah, we
did. We were laughing about this behind the scenes last week because I said, oh, Mercury hasn't gone into retrograde yet. And I guess I was following along with you because you had said it was already in retrograde.
I said,
oh, well, this seems like an easy one. Well, because it hadn't happened yet.
So Mercury is in retrograde in Gemini. Gemini is the sign that basically is, if you're a Gemini, you're not easily occupied. You're easily bored. You don't trust people. That's part of the main. Trump was a Gemini, and so there's opportunity here. It's because COVID is over, or kind of over. We're making our reentry into society, and now we have Mercury retrograde at least until for the next 3 weeks. So there's a certain thing about trust in our inner voice and thinking about what's out there as you reconnect, as you think about others, the people who hadn't been around. Think about yourself as well. It's a good time to review what you're doing, to re-communicate, to resume, to reevaluate, to reconsider, to revise, to restate, to review, to resolve. It's an RE, if you will. A good time to restate your love for somebody. If you love your husband, Victoria, and I know you do, you tell him you love him. Jay, your husband, you love him? Tell him you love him. Doesn't hurt anything to tell people that you love him. And I think it's cool. So the people in air signs probably have the most impact, like the Geminis, the Librans, and the Aquarians. They are the ones. And, you know, there are three different signs, and I don't want to get too much in the weeds because a lot of people say, what the hell is he talking about? If you ever get your chart done, I was talking to somebody about this the other night, you got to have your birthday, time, and place. And then you can get a really accurate accounting if you find a good astrologer as to what you're all about. So it affects everybody. It affects everybody differently. But air signs, especially now, Gemini, Librans, and Aquarians, this will have more impact on you. What are you, Victoria? I've forgotten when your birthday is.
Capricorn.
So you're a Capricorn. Okay. Mm-hmm. So as a Capricorn, you're an earth sign. It probably will affect you the least of any, at least from what I can see here. It has the most impact on, as I said, the air signs. I'm a water sign, at least as far as where my sun is. When's your birthday, Jay?
May 10th. I'm a Taurus with a Virgo moon and a Libra rising.
Okay. So you will be least affected. You and Victoria will not be affected as it'll hardly impact you. At least according to the couple of astrologers.
I don't even know. Trying to think back on my chart, I don't even think I have. I have very little air in my chart. It's it's all just, you know, earth and water, really.
Yeah. Mostly, I have air, water. I'm Aquarius, Scorpio, and Piscean. Scorpio and Pisces are both water signs. So I'm pretty good at dousing fires. Pretty good at having people around me who are fire signs, and at least, you know, you can change it. It doesn't have to be. It may be, if you're thinking about it and you work at it, you know, you can kind of work around it. But if you think, if you have problems in transportation, going on a trip, for example, or if you are starting something new contractually, probably you ought to wait to sign everything. You'll work your way through it, but don't sign up until you get on the other side of this Mercury retrograde, which would be the third week of June. If you can do it. Otherwise, there'll be things that you'll stumble and bumble through. And, you know, it's just kind of the way it is. So if you're wondering, why does it seem that things are more difficult? If you're an air sign, as I said, it's the degree, but people born at this time or in October or in February, you know, you're going to have a hiccup or two along the way, probably. You may not even know it, recognize it. If things seem a little difficult, though, it's probably because of Mercury being in retrograde. Today, we begin the focus on Father's Day. We're working our way beyond Memorial Day now to think about Father's Day. There's a Father's Day gift pack we're going to be giving away here on the DJV program. The new Works Nitro 40-volt circular saw we're going to give away one of those every week, and a Works electric pressure washer. I got one of those puppies. It's great for washing the car, washing the side of the house, washing your windows even on the outside. Probably not a good idea to use it to wash the windows on the inside of the house, but very cool outside. Washing whatever you have, just the right pressure. And so we're going to give away one of these every week on Friday, so you can sign up. I think what we're doing is putting it with, I know everybody likes to push stuff to the social media, and that's cool, but I always like to have the personal connection as well. Oftentimes we give these things away, we do it on the air live, right? We've done it both ways, I think, Victoria,
mm-hmm.
haven't we? We've done giving it away to people, but I think that this is, because it's cool, we're going to be, by the way, this Nitro circular saw has a brushless motor and a new high-efficiency battery, so the battery's more powerful than it used to be, even. They're easy to charge, all kinds of stuff. So we'll have you, we'll give you the details about signing up, but something to look forward to as we make our way through the week here on the DJV program, 17 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Abigail Buginski, who is the first $1 million winner in the Vax a Million winner contest in Ohio. She's, what is she, 22 years old, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in the Cincinnati area. Yeah, she just graduated from college. She works for GE Aviation, and she was in the car driving from the Cincinnati area to Cleveland, where her parents are, and she got a call from Governor Mike DeWine saying, hey, you're the first winner. You won $1 million. So she said she started screaming, and her parents thought something was wrong. She couldn't get the words out, but
so yeah, what did she do
exciting.
To win? How do you win $1 million?
Anybody who gets a vaccine in Ohio is entered.
Mm-hmm. Automatically. Well,
yeah.
When, is it date from now forward? It isn't past. It's a, this is
anybody,
to incentivize people to get the shots now.
Well, that's
right?
What it is. It's a big incentive. Yeah, they're trying to incentivize people now who haven't been vaccinated already. But anyone who has gotten a vaccine is registered. So
really?
You can, if you get a vaccine now, even if it's just your first shot, you're still registered to win $1 million a week.
Congratulations to Abigail Buginski. It's 21 after the hour.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to SoupBeanSurvival.com, that's SoupBeanSurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at SoupBeanSurvival.com, that's SoupBeanSurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, it's 23 half the hour now in the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jen Jen is off during this hour of the program. So we go back to trending things. Jay, it looks like there's more news. More people are talking about that Friends reunion from last week. This is being shown all around the world, is it not?
It is.
In America.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It dropped Thursday. More people have had a chance to watch it over the weekend. And there are some more thoughts.
Yeah, Victoria loved it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. So well done.
Yeah. So, all right. So what's the problem then? There's always a problem.
Well, one of the things, the Chinese government did block some of the content. Lady Gaga performed Smelly Cat. Justin Bieber was part of the runway show, and he wore Ross Geller's Sputnik Halloween costume. The K-pop band BTS made an appearance. They were blocked out of anybody that was in China.
Why would they be blocking that in China?
Because they all ticked off the Chinese government at one point or another.
What a bunch of
babies. What did Bieber do? I know Gaga is very outspoken in K-pop, too, but what did Bieber do to piss off the Chinese government?
He posted a photo of Tokyo's Yasukuni Shrine. It's a memorial honoring Japan's fallen soldiers, and China wasn't feeling it. Chinese government wasn't feeling it, so.
So this is right. This is the world against China, and China's winning. How do you like that, boys and girls? And we keep rolling over, keep buying all that stuff in China, and the rest of the world doing the same thing. Oh, this is great. Look at this. It's so cheap. Buy it. Yeah, right. Okay.
So, there were a couple other people who were missing from the reunion special that a lot of fans were pretty bummed about, like Paul Rudd, who played Phoebe's husband, Cole Sprouse, who was Ben Geller, Ross's son. So a lot of people are kind of like, wait a second, they were notable characters. But the creators of the reunion show, of the reunion special, were just like, there were so many notable guest stars, we couldn't possibly fit everybody into this, you know, 1 hour, 45-minute special.
Right. Well, they could have made it longer.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see Cole in it, though, Cole Sprouse, because, you know, seeing it from the child's point of view of what were some of your memories, do you have any? How did you interact with the cast?
All right, so now next on the list, the hit parade here, Kamala Harris is getting blasted. What do you expect? She has no memory. I mean, all right, so tell us the story, Victoria, will you?
For Jay, go ahead.
That's it, Victoria?
Yeah.
The VP Twitter handle tweeted out, "Enjoy the long weekend," with no mention of Memorial Day or what Memorial Day really is commemorating. So a lot of people were coming hard for her about that. I do question, was that tweet actually from her, or does somebody else run her VP Twitter handle?
Somebody runs it for her. I don't think that she runs her own, or she might have access to both. You know, like, so someone will do it part-time, and then she also has access to it. But again, that was before, like, I mean, I don't know. It's before Memorial Day. So you can say have a nice long weekend, and then still 2 days later talk about Memorial Day.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know,
yeah, like,
come on. I mean, this,
yeah,
I give
this
her
is
a
like
break
Saturday
this
afternoon. Yeah.
This is, I just give her, I think there's, everybody is looking for somebody become, we're festering again back to whose side are we on here? And all of these little things, I mean, I'm no fan of hers, and I'm not normally prone to sticking up for her when it comes to some real issues, but this is not a real issue, and I think that we're just looking, it's just looking for an ant in the anthill. And yep. it gets to be annoying, frankly. You got nothing better to do. That's the problem with social media. The good and the bad is there are a lot of interesting things that people say and think, and maybe we have interesting things communicated. But for the most part, it's just garbage. I mean, who gives a damn, frankly, whether what's going on in your mind? Do you think that's the most important thing? You got to post on something like that? Ay, ay, ay. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. If there's a trip in your future, if you consider taking your dog or cat with you, with a little pre-planning, the entire family can enjoy a great vacation. Before you take any trip, it's a good idea to take your pet for a veterinary checkup. If he requires medication, be sure you have a sufficient supply and an extra prescription. Be sure that your pet is wearing an ID and a microchip, not only with your phone number, but phone numbers of people you know that are not with you, so in case the dog gets lost and they can't reach you, they can reach them. To ensure that your pet feels comfortable in strange surroundings, pack his favorite blanket or pillow or toys, and bring water from home. A lot of people don't realize that when you change from one city or one county, what often happens is the water changes and can upset your pet's stomach. Also, bring food from home, and try to get your dog or cat accustomed to riding in the car before the long trip. Spend some time just sitting in the car in the driveway. Make it a positive experience. You know, pets are part of the family. They need vacations as well. If you follow my instructions, you can all have a great time together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Peru officials revised the country's COVID-19 death toll Monday from just over 69,000 to over 180,000 after a review. Almost tripling of the official number means Peru has the worst pandemic death rate per capita, according to Johns Hopkins University data. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott vowed Monday to stop funding for the state legislature in response to House Democrats walking out to block Republicans' voting integrity bill. Abbott had voted to sign the bill into law, but Democrats prevented it from passing with Sunday night's walkout before a midnight voting deadline. A Los Angeles Police Department airplane made an emergency landing on a busy California highway Monday without crashing or causing any injuries. A CHP dispatcher said the plane touched down shortly before 7 p.m. Pacific on U.S. 101, about 35 miles north of Los Angeles, California. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This day in history, Flash, 1942. A Warsaw underground newspaper, the Liberty Brigade, makes public the news of Germany's final solution, a Nazi-operated death camp in Poland, almost 7 months after the Holocaust atrocities began. Flash, 1990. At a superpower summit meeting in Washington, D.C., U.S. President George H.W. Bush and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev sign a historic agreement to end production of chemical weapons. Flash, 1980.
To act upon one's convictions while others wait, to create a positive force in a world where cynics abound, to provide information to people when it wasn't available before, to offer those who want it a choice. For the American people whose thirst for understanding and a better life has made this venture possible. For the cable industry whose pioneering spirit caused this great step forward in communications. And for those employees of Turner Broadcasting, whose total commitment to their company has brought us together today, I dedicate the news channel for America, the cable news network.
CNN, the cable news network, the world's first 24-hour televised news network, makes its debut. CNN was the brainchild of Robert Ted Turner, the mouth of the South. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's 34 off the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Victoria Keelan is here. The Postal Service says they're going to raise the price of stamps. You want to hear some people moaning and groaning? Might as well get started with this. Another moaner and groaner. So, I was thinking about this yesterday in terms of how this guy is doing. There's got to be something that the new administration sees in him. And because they seem to be operating at the moment in the green rather than the red, they're letting this guy go through. The post office has had fabulous revenue. Is service better, though? 58 cents on letters, magazines.
Well, am I the only one who didn't know what a stamp cost to begin with? Because when I saw that it was raised, I was like, I saw that headline.
48 cents has been.
Goes up to 58 cents. Well, apparently it was 55 cents.
Oh.
So.
I bought a whole bunch of the Forever stamps. I bought hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. So, I don't know. I think I paid 48 cents for them. I can remember paying. This is probably something that I can be nominally proud of. I can remember stamps at 4 cents. How's that?
That's crazy. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I mean, was the Pony Express delivering back then? I mean, come on.
No.
The stamps were never 4 cents.
Look. Yeah, yes, they
That's not a thing.
Is that so? All right. Well, anyway.
We have to fact check you a lot, and I definitely want to fact check that one.
Find out. Okay, then, Jay, while Victoria is chastising me going through the numbers here, would you go back and look at when the stamp cost 4 cents?
Yeah, when did a exactly.
Maybe
did you have to walk to the post office uphill both ways and barefoot, too? I mean, really?
In the snow.
Yeah, in the snow, less. Right.
Right, exactly. All right, so anyway, this guy's trying to erase the $160 billion in debt for the next 10 years. These people, this has been, and as I said, the people that run it, it's such a typical government agency. It's kind of like the... I equate it. When I go into the post office in Santa Monica, it's like going to the bar scene in Star Wars. There's nobody in there that speaks English. It looks like they caught these people as they were flying in on a piece of debris from who knows where. It's just a
well, now there are fewer people because they fired a ton of people. They sent on Friday, which is, you know, happy Memorial Day weekend. Here's your layoff notice. Hundreds of management level employees were fired. His big plan, it's a 10-year plan. So his big plan, which was announced in March, longer delivery windows, which basically means your stuff takes longer to get to you, shorter post office hours and fewer staff. When I saw the fewer staff part, I was like, well, wait a minute. Any post office that I've ever been in has one person working and a line out the door. So how do you have fewer staff? How do you cut that even more?
And have any service quality whatsoever. That's what I'm with you on that one. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what else they can accommodate. I've noticed, actually, because I make my payments, as you know, I send you your check every month, and I don't know how long it takes. It'd be interesting. Have you gotten your package? By the way, I sent you both with your checks a package. Have you gotten them yet? Let's see, when did I send them? Last week?
Wait, okay, we need to talk offline.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Things you need to give people a heads up about.
Oh, really? Heads up. I know the mail is the mail as far as I'm concerned. All right, anyway, so the bottom line here is that service will change. And what I was, why I brought up sending you checks, whenever I mail in my payments for credit cards, let's say, for example, I found, you know, because they send you a notice in your email, well, thanks very much for your payment. It's been happening in within 2 days. If I put, you know, the American Express or whatever it is, in the mail, I see an acknowledgement a couple of days later. So that seems pretty normal to me, although I have, as you're suggesting, it seems it's funny. When I'm sending out checks, it gets there on time. When people are sending me checks, it takes a long it takes a long time. Does that mean it's an excuse for, you know, the post office to become cover for people who want to hold on to your money for another few days and make money in the overnight Japanese market? So who knows? At any rate, either of you know anybody that works for the post office?
Mm-mm. No.
I do not. Oh, but the 4 cents was back in 1958 when it was raised from 3 cents to 4 cents.
See? In 1958, I was 12 years old. There you go. Thank you.
That is crazy.
And then
very
much drastically raised
for giving me credit.
10 cents, 78
and credibility.
Was 18 cents,
yeah.
81 was 20 cents.
So I think I may have been sending my first letters out when I was, you know, 10 or 12 years old, and the stamps were 4 cents. Yeah, see, I remember that stuff. What's the matter with you? You don't believe anything I say, Victoria.
Some things.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there's that. Now, I just have procured a new truck for the farm because the engine on my old 550 exploded. So I found a relatively new Ford F-550 that I'm putting through its paces today to drive out to New York to pick up some heifer calves for the farm. And I was noticing, because my friends were in the car business, even Nick Miles, who is my friend that does the session with us on Friday from our auto expert, he's one of the country's foremost, really is, has such credibility. And he keeps talking about the pent-up demand for new vehicles. And as the economy opens up, I'm driving by dealerships for the weekend. I started this noticing this actually a month or so ago. I think we've talked about it a few times. But I was listening on the radio yesterday to an ad for a car dealership out in Springfield, and it was like a barker yelling into your ear, "If you've got a car you want to sell, bring it to us. We'll give you $5,000 more than it's worth." And you know, you think to yourself, "Okay, that's just more foolishness from car dealers because they're known for their foolish ads." But it's really kind of true. The situation at some of these dealerships, well, some of the car manufacturers are getting around it. The more creative ones are clever ones, like BMW and Audi. Maybe it's not American manufacturers yet. They haven't got chips, so they're just not making the stuff. No more. And imagine somebody deciding, oh, I'm not going to buy that car because it doesn't have a chip, and the window and the door, the back door won't close by itself. I have to do it myself, so I'm not buying this car. Hello. What are you, foolish? The chips aren't there. You want to buy a new car? So, hello, the biggest inconvenience is you have to close the rear door, the tailgate. Do you have a button on your car, Victoria, or do you close it by hand, the rear tailgate?
No, we have a button. But okay. The chip that controls that, it controls a lot more than just one feature. So,
well, I know that those companies are getting around it. One way or another, I don't know how they're getting around it, but they've decided to produce cars that don't need these particular chips. But Now, going back, you know, Jay, what kind of a car do you drive? Do you have an SUV or do you have a regular sedan? What do you drive?
We have a Ford Fusion.
A Fusion. Okay.
So that's an SUV? What is that?
That's a smaller
sedan.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Sedan. Yeah. Okay. So now the fact that people are wanting to go out like this weekend. The sale of cars before this weekend was out. It's like so many people are buying cars, they want to travel. And this was the first weekend for travel. So let's go buy a new car. And you can't find them. If you go, I would buy four or five lots on Route 9, which is the local sort of thoroughfare, and they're half empty because there's no cars to sell. Everybody's buying them. They're buying them at sticker or above. And the one story about a truck that my friend said it was a rare truck, and there were people in the dealership bidding against each other. Okay, so this guy wants to give you $1,000 over sticker. Next guy says, no, I'll give you $2,000. So they got up to $5,000 over list price to get the new truck. And this is what's going on. It kind of reminds me of the people hoarding toilet paper. A year ago, you're going to make more cars, so fix your car and wait till the price goes down.
Well, we drive a Chevy, and so I'm happy that we got our new SUV last Halloween, and I'm happy that
suggestion of one of your dear friends.
Yes, this was all you. But I was happy that we got it at the time because the dealer, the sales guy, was a friend of the family, and he said, we have no inventory. And that was last fall. Mm-hmm. And the only reason that we have a Chevy Equinox and we love it, but the guy, had a sticker that had already been detailed, the paperwork had been filled out, and the guy's credit fell through the night before. So that's the only reason that we were even able to get the SUV that we wanted, was just because some guy, you know, the deal fell through. But other than that, you know, GM came to a grinding halt when they started making ventilators.
Yeah. All right. So here's a pretty good comparison. A 2018 Chevy Silverado ought to be worth about as much today as a 2017 Silverado was worth a year ago, right? You think that's the way it ought to work? Mm-hmm. However, on today's market, that 2018 Chevy Silverado is worth 27% more, according to Kelley Blue Book, than it was a year ago. Huh. And, you know, you look at some of these other car sites, the websites, see what's available, what isn't. All these new people who are trying to sell you a car online. Don't do that, by the way. Don't buy a used car online. Unless you see this car and know what it is, you're asking for trouble. Mac doesn't like the idea of it either. I can tell by listening, Jay. It sounds like he's upset about people buying cars.
Not happy.
You just don't do it. You're out of your mind. See all these ads, you know, buy a car. Don't buy a used car online. Don't do it. Unless it's ironclad that if you don't like it or it doesn't work right, you send it back. Because otherwise, you're just asking for it. Anyway, I'm looking at more of the prices for trucks. The Ram 1500, Toyota Tundra. Let's see, some of these other, even like the Range Rover Sport. My brother-in-law just bought one. It was 3 years old, came back on lease, and it cost more money to buy that than a new Range Rover Sport cost last year.
So that's crazy. Why would you buy a? Why would you pay that much for a car that's already been leased out to someone for 3 years?
Because people want them and they aren't available. That's it. His lease on his other car was up. He'd have to pay a penalty if he kept driving it. So he said, "Ah, no, I'll just go get this other one." Hmm. And so, you know, it's just it's crazy. And what people are getting, the most valuable used cars at the moment are, let's see, the Subaru Crosstrek. I don't know what that is. Toyota Prius, the Honda HR-V, Mercedes GLC Series, the Audi Q7, the BMW i3. Tesla's in here somewhere, too. The electric cars don't seem to have the same intrigue for people as they have had in terms of the values in them. The more expensive cars are the ones who kind of run forever. They have a good reputation of being able, you know, to go 300,000 miles or more. Those are the cars that people are looking for. And I think that's really kind of an interesting reality when you look at things, you know, what's efficient and what isn't. The Toyota Tacoma is something that people will pay for, and they apparently drive a long time. This is
my
surprising.
Brother has a Toyota pickup. I think it's a Tacoma, actually. Yeah. And it's that's the second one that he's had. He's a car guy. Like, he rebuilds engines and stuff, and he said it's the best pickup truck. He just loves them.
Well,
they're not
heavy duty. They're nice to drive, but they're not heavy duty. Lincoln Navigator, lasting a long, long time. For people that own them, they like to drive them, and they're apparently holding up well. Also, some of the things like the Chrysler minivan, those sorts of things. So, you know, there are people around the Honda Odyssey, ugliest thing on the road, but
totally.
Oh, my God. 48 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen now $17.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour, as it is a foregone conclusion. A lot of people don't get themselves out of the sack on a holiday. Tommy the K is one of them. So, and I don't feel, I mean, there are a lot of things you can talk about with regard to fixing up your home, but because my expertise has to do with food and farms and stuff, I like, we every once in a while, the ladies want to talk about food. Sometimes it boils down to them turning up their noses at what I have in my refrigerator or what I'm eating. I'm more interested in helping you, especially at this time of year, see the value of gardening, for example. So in food news, there are a lot of things, ladies, that are trending about small space gardening. There are a lot of little bits and pieces online about how you grow some food in small size boxes or little places, because you can make efficient use of all kinds of, you know, soil, a little bit here, a little bit there. You can grow a tomato plant. You can grow some things that are fun. You know, I've talked a lot over the years about this thing, Let Us Grow. Jay, you weren't with me when I gave them as Christmas present. Victoria didn't get one because she didn't have a place to put it. But it's a tower that allows you to grow all kinds of things hydroponically. It's really fascinating. Kids love it. I gave one to Miles, and he still loves to plant things in it, watch them grow. It's a great educational tool, and it's also something that's cool because you can eat the stuff that comes out of it. You know, they've grown all kinds of things, lettuce. They've grown mostly greens in it, but Miles likes to go out in little scissors, and he cuts the stuff, and then Megan puts it in a salad, and he learns from that how things grow. They've grown peas in it. The point here is that you can do in a small space what they call intensive gardening. This has been done. You know, it's not like it's unique. It's coming back to the surface now like a lot of other things are. I think that's something, if you feel like it would be fun either for you or, you know, a youngster in your family to watch things grow, that would be something that, you know, you can do. Find a little box or something and plant some seeds in it, watch them grow. A lot of fun. There's a study that's out of a couple of thousand Americans revealing that outdoor dining is going to stay I find this interesting because I've found myself going out to eat a little bit more with a friend, and I like it, frankly. I missed going. I'm not a big, you know, I'm not somebody that goes to fancy restaurants, but I also don't go to the cheap ones. We went to a place on a Saturday, and you could eat inside. Well, you had to eat inside because it was pouring rain. But, you know, you see the street in Waltham is shut off because they want people to dine outside as well as inside. And so people are doing that. But also people's preferences for foods now, apparently because of the pandemic, a lot of food sources and suppliers were shut off. And so you couldn't get good, some people that like lamb, for example, or pork, apparently wasn't around. I don't know that this is the crowd, that is the three of you. Jay, when you go out, what do you typically order when you go out to eat? What's the
It entirely depends where we're going. I mean, I eat an array of things. So, I mean, it could be sushi, it could be tacos, it could be pasta, it could be a salad or soup. Mm-hmm. Totally depends where we're going and what my mood is. But I am a creature of habit where most times, depending on where we go, I'll order the same thing I usually get. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does make sense. Yeah, something that's, that you're used to that you know is good. That's for sure. I think you have a little more eclectic taste, Victoria. Don't you? At least I get that sort of out of listening to you talk about some of your experiences.
Yeah, I mean, we went out to dinner just Sunday night, and we were both kind of lamenting how much we miss the variety of New York City of food. Mm-hmm. So, because, yeah, you know, living in Jersey, it's pretty much Italian or Mexican. So we have to really, you know, we have to make an effort to find places that are a little more exotic and, you know, so, yeah. But typically I just take the opportunity, if we're out at a restaurant, I just take advantage of if there's any fresh seafood, that's usually what I gravitate towards.
Ooh, yeah.
All right. So how many of you are thinking about the value of the food dollar that goes to the farmer, or in your case, the fisherman, because fishermen are now considered farmers by the government. And when you think about, I've talked about this, I kind of like talking about it because it keeps people's eyes and ears and thoughts on it. When you buy a dozen eggs around here, it's $8 for a good dozen eggs. The farmer gets $1.79 out of that. You know, you think about things
so
like
that. So where does the rest of the money go?
It goes to the middleman. It's the process, unless you buy it at the farm, and then it all goes to the farmer. But I'm talking about if you go to the store, the farmer who's raising the chickens and the eggs and that sort of thing, he's getting or she's getting $1.79 on average out of an $8 sale. That's pretty ridiculous when you think about it. And maybe that's the reason more and more people have chickens in their backyard. If you notice, that's a trend as well. It's kind of interesting. All right, food for thought literally here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.